Hello and welcome to the Best of the End User 2010. This is the show where we get together and listen to the funniest clips of the year for the end user. I am your host and producer, Chris Barnes.
And I'm Taylor Moss.
So I've compiled a list of what I consider to be the best moments of the year. And we will put that in the feed, although we won't be live this week. We're broadcasting to the future! So anyways,
we're always broadcasting to the future, Chris.
It's true. We are the future. Wow, that's corny. So anyway, here's the episode, and enjoy, and we'll see you next year.
And if you're wondering what happened to Brother Metal, it turns out he was actually eaten by the monster in the garbage compactor, and his remains were never recovered.
Yikes. And on that note, we'll see you later.
Yeah. See you in 2011.
Seasonal affective disorder.
I guess he's got Californiitis or something like that. Is that a documented disease of some sort?
Well, I'm pretty sure it's a sexually transmitted disease. Californorrhea.
Unfortunately, Taylor is missing. He had a little mishap.
Fell into a pool of drunk.
He got thrown into the Pacific and he was mixed with chum. So the blue sharks are just eating him up.
Yeah, and then he was eaten by sharks, and then what was left of him was rained down to the deep Pacific. This is getting pretty sadistic. So let's stop while we're ahead. Anyways, he's.
And I'm Taylor Marr, and our third co-host is missing again this week.
Once again.
Last we heard from him, he was swallowed in a sinkhole in Guatemala, and he ended up in the middle of the Indian Ocean being attacked by jellyfish.
Yeah.
Although somehow he had service and was able to tweet about it.
Yes, that's right. He has a waterproof iPhone 3GS and was able to tweet about it in the middle of the ocean.
Yes, his iPhone has a waterproof case and a kickstand.
And by the way, they're... The manivore type of jellyfish, not just little things
that
float around.
Very dangerous. We really cautioned him against tweeting when being attacked by man-eating jellyfish, because this has happened before.
Well, he's not being attacked anymore. They're actually ingesting him right now, so.
Mm-hmm. Brother Metal.
And I'm Taylor Marr. Holy crap, Brother Metal, you're back.
Yeah,
I
didn't think you were going to make it.
Can I just say that once you're inoculated against the Portuguese manivore, it makes for good eating. Good eating. I'm telling you. You fry it up, it turns to water, it pours the coal out, puts the coal out. Then you just eat the coal.
It's kind of like
that. And then you drink a lot. It's like activated charcoal.
It's kind of like that sushi, that whatever kind of fish that is, where you have to cut out the part that's not poisonous. Is it?
Fugu. Yeah, fugu.
Fugu, yeah. So Indian Ocean manivore is similar to that once you have defeated it while tweeting?
What can I say? I'm a devout Twitterer.
Brother Metal, he's off again on another adventure. He's defeated the jellyfish, but he is now mining the far side of the moon for precious minerals.
Whoa, I didn't know. How did he get up there?
The Falcon 9 rocket or whatever.
Oh right, that's why they launched that thing. Is just to get Brother Metal on the dark side of the moon.
Exactly.
I would assume he's not listening to Dark Side of the Moon, but some kind of.
Actually, he is. It was the only album he brought.
Well, but
and if you know Brother Metal, you know that's a big deal for him.
It's a metal remix, right? It's not actually the Pink Floyd version. It's a metal remix.
He may have brought the metal version. I'm not sure. Maybe he brought several different remixes.
All right, and he's tweeting while doing this as well, right?
Yes.
Yes. Okay, so he's tweeting from the dark side of the moon while... What kind of mineral is he getting again?
It's a rare form of helium.
Really? So he also talks like this?
Well, no, because then he would be using the helium, not harvesting it.
Brother Metal, again, missing us this week. Turns out something went wrong on his spaceship that he was going to use to return from the moon. So things are looking pretty grim for him on the far side of the moon.
Yeah, but he's still live tweeting it
So yes. we'll get plenty of information from him, but we won't actually see him on the podcast until next week.
We should
see him next week.
Yeah, we'll hear from him, but yeah, hopefully he'll get back from the moon by then. It takes about a week, you know.
Does it take about a week?
Mm-hmm.
It's a lot of... I wonder if he's reading something or just... He only has that one Pink Floyd album.
Yeah, I think so. Well, he does have those remixes. There are a lot of good remixes.
Yeah, that you could just about go all night with that one.
Right.
No, we're just going to talk smack. This is the podcast where we make fun of things and...
See, the thing is that the audience doesn't know this. It used to be a podcast about technical things, but since Taylor got beat up by that football player, we're actually going to talk really just about things we saw on ESPN today, because we weren't at work or anything.
Taylor was beat up by a football player, although he was unable to tweet last time I checked. You went to the dark side of the moon, and you were able to tweet, but Taylor is just injured and not tweeting at all. So that you know, our heart goes out to him and his family.
He got caught up in like a dog fighting ring with Michael Vick, and Vick sucked the dogs on him, and then he beat him up, and it was just ugly.
Actually,
Then again, Taylor did ask for it. He was asking for it with that scanty clothing. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you know, I actually made $20 betting against him, so that was okay. he met a crab that he, a horseshoe crab that he was going to attempt to eat.
A horseshoe crab?
Yeah, you know.
People, I didn't realize that people eat horseshoe crabs. It's a North Carolina delicacy.
Only metal people eat horseshoe crabs. They're not North Carolinian people.
Of course. That makes a little bit more sense, yes.
So what happened? Just before he was about to lay his knife and fork into this horseshoe crab, he looked at it and thought it was beautiful. And he thought, horseshoe crab, I'm going to marry this horseshoe crab. And the horseshoe crab didn't take very nicely to that, Taylor. The horseshoe crab decided to not only not marry Brother Metal, but to give him a fight.
Well, I'm pretty sure interspecies gay marriage is not yet legal in North Carolina.
So, yeah, he got bloodied and bruised in that fight, and I think he will be returning for the next podcast, but only from, you know, a sling and a body cast, you know.
And a skirt, of course.
And a skirt, right.
Wait, just to be clear, you're saying that he lost in a fight to a horseshoe crab?
Yeah, you'd think he'd just step on it, but I guess crab...
I guess they don't teach him that in his self-defense classes at the Y.
Well, you know, the horseshoe crab is too metal to be messed with by the likes of Brother Metal, so he'll have to work
it's
on that.
Some sort of $6 million horseshoe crab or something.
Taylor Marr, he was a good man. He was once at DC Sandwiches and is now probably on a Jersey bus, you know, heading to New York, dead after what was clearly a fight with Snooki. On the way to the big city, the big apple, as it were.
Wait, Snooki from the Jersey Shore?
Yeah, no, I was, you know, we were doing the web conference thing. It was the video, the you know, iChat, whatever. And I'm sad to say, you know, we were talking 1 minute. He was saying he wasn't going to be able to be on the cast. And then all of a sudden, this blur of sort of weird tinted orange and like humps just flies around, hits him in the face. The thing blacked out. I mean, there was like clearly some awful sounds first. All I can figure is that he was assaulted by Snooki. You know, she has been written up for the public indecency recently, and Taylor is an obvious target, what with his, you know, his wit and his unsightly and unseemly willingness to discuss fashion with women. So
that was very audiobook-esque. You should write a book or something and you know...
Listen,
like,
you just don't understand that I am so torn up. I don't know how to change this monotone. All I can do is stress syllables, you know, but I mean, it was terrible. First off, she was nude, which is the worst part. And second off, Taylor's head, when it came, you know, and the breasts impacted it, it looked like a watermelon exploding. And you can see that with Taylor's head, you know? So, it's with a heavy heart that we say goodbye to Taylor. Should we do the bugle call?
Go ahead.
out, Taylor.
Well, he couldn't make it because he got into a fight with Mark Zuckerberg. He, you know, Zuck killed him. It's really unfortunate, but entirely true. He had privacy concerns about Facebook, and Zuck took him out. It's pretty incredible.
That's yeah, that is pretty incredible, considering you know, the private life that Mark Zuckerberg tries to lead. But you might even say that he was Zucker punched to death.
he was Zucker punched in the mouth.
Our other host, Brother Metal, he's out this week in a bit of a legal trouble. It turns out that he wandered onto the set of the new AMC show, The Walking Dead, which is actually about the, you know, the zombie apocalypse. And yeah, he wandered into the middle of the scene, found himself surrounded by 1,000 zombies, and just started kicking ass. So he's in jail, pending charges.
What do it like in Hackers or the Lawnmower Man.
Actually, I'm really embarrassed to admit that I've never seen Hackers.
Shh. Have you not seen Hackers?
What? That's crazy.
I'm going to put it on my Netflix.
It's Angelina Jolie.
Stop the press.
Yeah, no, guys, I'm sorry. We're going to have to pause this podcast. you can resume it in week 4, but Chris really needs to go see Hackers right now.
It's for the hacker. It's not for the regular consumer. And the way you get big with smartphones...
Oh, dude, he's elite. He's elite. But I have a secret, everyone. What? This man, this elite hacker dude, this noob, per se, has never seen Hackers.
That's right, yeah.
Maybe we should talk about how you can buy the arc reactor from Iron Man.
Yeah, well, you know, I would say Chris should buy it, but he doesn't get to do that until he actually watches the geek movies.
To battle the hacker, you need to be a hacker, and you're pretty close, but you're not quite a hacker, I don't think.
It's like that movie Hackers. Did you see that?
Yeah, did you see Hackers? Wait. Yeah,
you didn't see that movie.
You've also missed Iron Man. I don't know. Somehow I just don't feel like you can really call yourself a hacker until you've seen these movies. I mean, they're so quintessential to our culture.
Possibly a little bit hacker here and there. If you were trying to figure out a way around the system,
call yourself a hacker.
Oh, let's not even go to the movie issue. I'll watch Hackers. Don't worry.
I'm just saying that all authentic hackers have seen Hackers.
So listen.
He told you not to go there.
I told you not to go there.
I don't care. I'm going to chastise him until he sees it. I've got it sitting on my desk for him.
No, we'll watch it. We'll watch
it.
I'm on summer break. All we have to do is watch it. So.
I wanted to know if either of you liked Terminator 2.
Didn't see it.
You didn't? What? God! What? Chris! What? You're the worst geek ever.
No. Wait. I'm kidding. I saw Terminator 2. Oh. You don't have to bash me on that one. That, you know.
Some hacker you are.
Yeah, right?
You know, one for an eye. Haven't even seen Hackers the movie.
I didn't actually have time to watch it.
We talked.
You haven't watched it? Oh no! This is like Taylor. Hackers. Chris, go watch Hackers.
Be excited.
Taylor, go watch Iron Man.
Hey, you know what else I have to watch? Iron Man 1.
What?
Yeah, I never saw it.
Oh God, Chris, what's wrong with you?
I know. You're like, you've got a disease that we need to cure. I'm not sure it's curable though.
Hello and welcome to the first The End User Podcast.
You know, Taylor, I just took you for a common drunk.
Well, I'm that too. I'm probably better at that.
Yeah, you can also find Taylor.
That's my day job.
You can also find Taylor at any bar, anywhere in the country, at any time.
At any time, it's true. I am ubiquitous. I'm a ubiquitous drink. I'm very
like quick. An electron cloud. He's always blinking in and out of bars.
No, I was thinking more like Beetlejuice. You say, I'll have one beer, please, and Taylor shows up.
Really? You want that beer?
Yes. All right. Well,
anyway.
For more information...
Anytime anyone is ordering a Bud Light, I'll be there. Anybody says, give me whatever's cold, I'll be there.
It was something along the lines of robot orangutan hackers from space listening to listen to David Bowie fighting one another.
There are a lot of sevens and series and phones and windows and seven phones, series, windows, seven, phone.
Both of you have seen my speakers.
Chris is awesome.
Yeah. When we're talking about old, Chris is speaker.
These things, the brand on them is Gateway 2000. and guess what the surround is? Quadraphonic.
What?
It's quadraphonic. It has little speakers on the side of the speakers.
You've got speakers in your speakers?
Yeah, I've got speakers in the speakers. It's crazy.
Okay. Well, if there was a video stream of me, you would have seen me get up to get another beer.
Thank God.
Well, you know what? That's only appropriate. Yeah. Eventually, if we get some advertisers or something, we could have a little segment where you'd have a chance to do that.
Oh my God! If we could be sponsored by beer,
don't hit F1. Is what Microsoft said.
So don't hit F1. That's their security. Their update.
We're not going to fix it. Just don't hit F1.
Put a piece of tape over it.
Jeez. We're talking about a movie with RDJ, the man, Robert Downey Jr.
He's good.
What is it good for? Absolutely nothing.
What? Who? Yeah.
You're required by me, the tyrant host of this podcast, to do an impression of it.
Doors closing.
I think it just sounds
what
like
do you mean they should?
The European Parliament has 663 Ron Pauls.
If they just used it once.
I can't hear you guys right now.
Yeah, well, we could hear something.
And what was that?
It sounded like a gargling airplane.
I didn't make any noise.
I'm the tyrant of this podcast. I've said it before, and I'll say it again.
Well, you can do it too, Chris. You can do it. You just can't contradict Chris.
That's right.
Oh, I will contradict him at every point possible.
You know, and I've had to censor you before, too. I'm like China in this podcast.
Hey, I was really good on this podcast. No swearing.
I don't think you swore once. Hey, so I kind of want to move on here. You know what else is insecure? Palm's future.
Boom!
Yeah. Boom! What do you?
I've always called myself a geek. I've been a geek ever since way back when. Well, at one point, I would say that I was a dork. I moved out of social ineptitude.
Sure, and
television.
I feel like there's passing
through dweeb and nerd on the way.
Okay, so it says, by placing an order via this website on the first day of the fourth month of the year of 2010, Anno Domini, you agree to grant us a non-transferable option to claim for now and evermore your immortal soul. Should we wish to exercise this option, you agree to surrender your immortal soul and claim you may have it within 5 working days of receiving written notification from GameStation.co.uk or one of its duly authorized minions. This is the leak week. Of course it's a leak instead of an announcement. Otherwise it wouldn't be leak week. Before I was kind of like, oh, whatever, man, I don't get it. You know, it's a big iPod Touch, but it's like you hold it and you're like, yeah, it's a big iPod Touch. That's cool.
Right. I'm Taylor Marr, and this is Apple's next iPhone.
Oh, wait, it's leak week.
I would go ahead and say that Chris is now Dick Changey.
But apparently Google thinks it's the shizzle.
Brother Metal's junk in a TSA scanner. Having the computer read the English text back. So, I mean, come on. Star Trek Universal Translator, right?
Yeah.
I'm not going to be happy until it's embedded in my arm or leg, like in Farscape.
I don't see that there's anything gained here except for possibly bad will for the movie industry, which we all clearly are already sick of talking about, right?
Right. Absolutely. Who's
talking about it? I love them. I miss Jack Valenti. I have a heart-shaped shirt with Jack Valenti's, you know, face on it. He's such an adorable man.
Yeah, that is kind of creepy, actually.
I'm sorry. I feel creeped out having said it. You're right.
We are joined by a special guest, Ronan Conley from the Aced podcast. Did I say that right?
You did indeed, yes.
So it's about Irish music. I listen to it. It's pretty good. It's not better than The End User, I would contest, but...
it's a close second.
A close second, perhaps.
I'm a member of the Church of Dude, the His Dudeness. I don't even remember the name of my church, but I can marry people. So why can't robots? Well, I have several problems with it.
This is how they start to work themselves into our culture, you know. At first they're just walking upstairs like Asimo, you know, and they're cute and have little backpacks, you know. And then, you know, have you seen the military ones that swim? You know, and they're kind of building up their dexterity and this kind of stuff. And then, you know, they start serving us a little bit, you know, maybe getting me a beer or something
like
that.
Talking about, like, dancing robots.
And then they start to, you know, marry us, and then robot apocalypse.
Remember when you used to test the speed of your computer by how fast the solitaire cards would come out? Was that just me?
That was just you.
Yeah, that was definitely just you.
You know, this is the next step in the progression that I was talking about, where, you know, one day, you know, they're just little machines that we control, and then the next day they're, you know, licensed to marry people in Japan, and then, you know, the next day they're detecting sarcasm, and then, you know, they're Skynet, so...
But Mama hasn't done it! So I was just gonna say, guys, you know, there's this fabulous new feature of Google, honey. It's, you know, now for all your weird searches, you know, Mama does some funny ones about turkey basters now and again, and she feels uncomfortable with the people, you know, knowing what she's searching for. But, oh my God, everything is better now because Google has launched the beta. The beta will allow you to SSL into the Google. Oh, so wonderful. And here's the tip, dear. All you got to do is go to HTTPS... /// you know, /google.com. I mean, couldn't it be easier? I don't know. I'm so ecstatic right now. I'm going to go look at weird granny porn. Okay, guys, bye.
I have no idea, but I imagine it's similarly scary.
$350. What do you think? My browser is crashed, so I can't I can't be specific. That's what I say without actually looking at the article.
I was not going to make a joke, you know. I'm not having it. I don't like that you took my voice away. And you know what? Go on. You talk about your intel. That's what I'm saying. Okay.
Blasters aren't from Star Trek. They're from Star Wars.
Honey, you shut your mouth. I'm gonna say Star Trek because you know what? It wasn't written by an incompetent idiot named George Lucas, honey. That man, he doesn't know what he's doing. He didn't know back in the day when I was a pretty lady. He didn't know now.
Chris Barnes.
And I'm Brother Matt. We hope you enjoy this special, lag-free, potentially hiccupy broadcast brought to you by the food Thai and the beverage beer.
So you had some Thai food earlier?
Wanted, dead or alive.
That is one of the most frightening... I'll cut that part out and throw it in at the end of the show.
You know, Squizgar Squigelf doesn't hate it. He's just allergic to it.
Who is
putting that out?
Who is Squizgar Squigelf?
Yeah, I have no idea. Well,
obviously, he's the lead guitarist of Death Clock, the best, most important cartoon metal band on the planet.
Allergies are not metal.
He's right. He got you there, I think. You're done, Brother Metal. I could, yeah.
Okay, good. Because that's going to be important in about 1, 2, I'm going to give you 5 seconds.
Well, I do it all on post.
Sucking, mother son of a bitch, hag whoring, sucking mother. Yes, that's right, folks. There is now.
Hey, cool it down, Peppermouth.
Any of the cannot be synced because the required files cannot be found. Sorry,
we're doing a podcast here.
Right.
Not to get too pundity on you.
Take that.
Take that, Rush Limbaugh.
In the first picture, the astronaut is sitting on the couch, and he has his full astronaut suit on, and he's got a gold, you know, visor over his face, right? And he's holding a remote and watching TV like a unemployed bum. And he's got a bowl of popcorn, which he cannot eat.
Yeah, it's a conundrum. How's he gonna do it?
He's got to do it somehow. So they keep you coming back, and then they can serve you ads and sell you dogs or whatever it is they sell you.
Never in human history have so many people been enamored by zucchini.
Yeah.
just obsessed with it.
thanks for listening to the show. We'll see you next week. Bye-bye.
Rock on.
Rock on.
Rock.
Just rock. No rock on.
Okay. You're eating it.
Taylor Body, I'm not hearing you well. I just need a yes or no answer. Is it not the case that you were wearing a thong some lingerie that you picked up off a dead hooker when you trespassed upon Michael Vick and he beat you up and then stuck the dogs on you and you were in a ring with dogs and then, you know, and that's the last thing you remember? Is that a fair statement?
That's not entirely correct. I was wearing garters, not a thong.
Okay.
Thank you.
The mystery is solved.
That's in Soviet Russia. Antenna spoof you.
I am at Chris Hale Barnes.
And I'm at Taylor Brother Metal.
Oh, I forgot to change it.
Let's restart that.
I love sun chips.
iPod Touch.
Oh my god, is it going to have gigabytes of music and stuff? Probably. Oh my god.
They've added ping.
Chris, are you excited about our kicker?
This week in kicker news, I'm always excited for the kicker, Taylor.
Hold on.
Oh, you got a last thought?
You have to give me a second. There's a fly. I think I can hit it.
Don't do it with my laptop.
No, don't do that.
That's probably a bad idea. Apple might sue me.
Here's a good one. I thought you went out when you had told me you weren't. That would have been weak. The reply is, no, my friend, wouldn't Dutch a homoerotic? If you're a fan of Angry... Blasphemy.
Obscenity.
Well, they stole the eggs. That's their fault. I don't know. We'll see what their perspective is.
That is their fault. There's no other side to it. They stole the eggs.
All right. Birds
are angry. It's angry birds. That's the point.
It's angry birds, not apathetic pigs.
867-5309
By the way, Taylor, I am going to copy and paste that at the end of the show.
Human beatbox or Google beatbox? I don't even know what to call it. It's not exactly human.
Well, it sounds exactly like this.
Wow, that was awesome. That sounded so cool. Can you guys believe that?
That was pretty excellent.
Brother Metal, do you think you can do better?
I'm rocking out right now, man. What are you talking about?
I don't think...
Yeah, something went wrong there.
Google.
It's a Googleplex. Well, Taylor, what'd you think of that?
That was hilarious. I was laughing nonstop. I had to mute the whole thing.
Good stuff, right? I totally. Particularly like the bit of when you guys complain about my movie going experiences. That's good. Don't worry. I'll watch the movies.
Yeah, you should have already. That should have been your resolution for 2010. You're really slacking.
So it'll have to be my resolution for 2011.
Hey, by the way, what did you think of the new Tron movie?
Well, since we're podcasting to the future, I think that it got mixed reviews. No, I haven't seen it yet. So, are you going to see it?
No, you're going to see it. I was trying to force you to see it.
You're trying to get me to commit in the future?
Yeah, I guess that's not how the future works.
All right. Well, that will do it for us this year, and thanks for listening, everybody, and we will see you in 2011 for CES and all the goodness that comes along with it. I'm Chris Barnes.
And I'm Taylor Marr.
Bye-bye.